dear family and friends of Arnold, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." These are comforting words. They're comforting because here we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, living in the flesh in this fallen world, knowing what it is like, recognizing that our hearts do get troubled, and then he tells us that we have no need to be so troubled. For here you have Jesus, your good shepherd, who will take care of you, who will know your need and well provide for you, who loves you every day the same and even calls you by your name. Some, however, when they hear words like this, "Let not your heart be troubled," they find little comfort in those words. How many times have you heard somebody say, "Oh, don't worry about it, it'll all sort itself out," when you know that that just simply is not going to happen, at least not right away? So perhaps people don't take comfort in hearing these words because they've heard a false comfort by someone without that authority all too many times. Some might even want to say to Jesus, "Well, it's easy for you to say because you're God. And look around us. Look at all the uncertainty, all the sickness, all the troubles that many people are going through. How can our hearts not be troubled?" Or look at those who cannot see their loved ones due to lockdowns, quarantining from this pandemic. Arnold did not get to spend his last Christmas or Thanksgiving with his family, which he certainly wanted to do. That was, of course, hard on him, and it's hard on all who are going through such heartbreaking times. And look at why we have gathered here in this church on a snowy Wednesday morning. One that we love dearly has died. How can our hearts not be troubled? But then Jesus explains, "Believe in him. Do not be troubled, because in his Father's house there are many rooms." Jesus is going to a place to prepare rooms for all who believe in him. A place for Arnold, a place for you and me. He was telling his disciples that he is about to depart and go to be with the Father, prepare these homes so that Christians have a place to dwell. Arnold believed in Jesus. Arnold was a great and talented man. People who knew him as very kind, also honest and fair. He was a talented woodworker. He helped steer, as I've been told, many youth into the right direction. He has touched the hearts of many through his selfless service to the school, to the community, and to the country. He was very active in the education of the young, not only in the school, but also here in our church. I would really like to give lots of specific examples that I have experienced of Arnold's own kindness. But as you know of Arnold, he was not a man who liked to focus on himself. He was certainly honored by having the activity center named after him and being part of the Minuteman Hall of Fame. And honestly, Arnold wanted the funeral to not be about Arnold and his amazing achievements, but about Christ who saved him. For as nice as Arnold was, his niceness was not sufficient to get him into heaven. That's why Jesus said, "Believe in me." And as talented as Arnold was, he did not possess the ability to get there on his own or even to believe. You see, faith is the work of God. The Bible teaches that we were once dead in our sins and trespasses. A dead person cannot make himself alive. And if we're dead in faith, we cannot make ourselves alive. And so God must come to us and enliven us in the faith. And God did just that many years ago when Arnold was just weeks old. He was brought by his parents to the baptismal font, where God received him into his family through the waters of holy baptism. And God continued to sustain the faith of Arnold throughout his life through the Word of God. Because Arnold knew his inability to save himself, he came to church Sunday after Sunday to hear this Word of God. Even though he was a very learned and educated teacher, he still sat at the feet of his spiritual fathers to hear the Word and to learn this Word of God throughout all the days of his life. He loved Christ and his Word so much that he taught many children here that saving message of Jesus and his cross. And when Arnold could no longer attend services here and Bible study, the church came to him. Arnold made a request that I had not received of a shut-in before, and that is Arnold wanted me to come not every other week or once a month to receive Holy Communion, but he wanted me to come every week so that I would give him the body and blood of Jesus. Who am I as God's servant to prevent him from having this very pious and Christian request? And so I gladly and look forward to driving each week to Higginsville, where I preached to him the gospel, where we sang hymns together, and sometimes people would hear us and say, "Are they singing?" And then also giving him the body and blood of Jesus. For Jesus said, "The way you know." And is that not the truth with Arnold? The way he knew. He knew the way was not through the many wonderful things that he had done for many people and the many ways that he had touched people's lives. He knew the way to Christ was not through his good intentions, because he also knew his failures, but he knew the way, which was through Jesus. I certainly would have enjoyed many more years of seeing Arnold each week, for I found him to be so caring. He always asked how I am doing. He asked how my family is doing. He asked if everyone at church is okay. He asked how people are doing in the community. Many people had reported to me that he had sent birthday cards to many of our members, for we had published those birthday lists. He also made sure that I would, when I left every time from visiting him, take my vitamins with me, for he had lots of vitamins. If you didn't know what they are, they're Hershey's Kisses. So he always made sure that we had plenty. And if I only took a couple, he said, "Make sure you take another handful." And if I took that, he sometimes insisted I take another handful. He touched many people through his teaching and administrative work at the school. He loved his students and was respected by them, and he was very supportive and encouraging. You all have many memories of Arnold and his caring ways and words, and so we will certainly miss him. Because we will miss him, perhaps you find your hearts to be troubled. Maybe you did not get to say the goodbye that you wanted to say to him. Maybe there are other cares that you are dealing with in this life that are weighing you down. The way, though, you know, follow the way that Arnold followed in his steps. Hear with great joy the saving word of Christ. Go to the Lord's house to hear Jesus and his love. Learn that word, pray, receive the Lord's Supper, for that is the way to life. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. These comforting words which we heard from Jesus in John 14 were words that Jesus spoke to his disciples when he was with them in the upper room on Maundy Thursday. The next day would be the day of his crucifixion. He was preparing his disciples for the events that they were about to witness. He was preparing them for his own death and going to the Father. He is letting his disciples know how they too can join him in paradise. So Jesus certainly knew what it was like to live in unprecedented times. Look at the time that he himself lived in. Look at how many were so angry with him that they saw fit to crucify Jesus, the Son of God. Those who still love Jesus witnessed some horrific events, crimes against Jesus, as he was betrayed by Judas, arrested by men who came with torches and lanterns and weapons, brought to a kangaroo court, flogged and crucified on the cross. Yet the Lord said something unexpected to the disciples as he comforted them prior to his arrest. He said, "Because I live, you also will live." Because I live, you will also live. For he was preparing them not only for the troubling event of witnessing his crucifixion, but he was preparing them to receive the gift of life that he was earning for all through his sacrificial death on the cross. His death was not in vain. It was to bear the world's sin in his body and to take the sin of the world away, so that we can be reconciled to our Father in heaven, and so that we can receive the gift of eternal life. And our Lord Jesus Christ could not be contained by death or the grave. Satan had no power over him. Jesus rose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. As Job proudly prophesied, "I know that our Redeemer lives." For Jesus has triumphed over sin, death, and the grave, and he grants life to us. And what this means for you on this day, when we are about to go to the cemetery to put Arnold's body in the ground, is that you can be confident in knowing that he is not dead, but he is sleeping. His soul is with the Lord. He has received the crown of eternal life. He rests from his labors. He no longer endures the hardships of this life, for he is with the Lord. We are about to go to the cemetery. It seems so final as we place his body in the grave, but we testify and with boldness ask death, where is its victory? For we know that Arnold's rest in the grave is temporary. It is a short rest. His body now awaits the return of Christ. And on that day when Jesus returns, God will raise Arnold's body incorruptible and immortal so that he will live eternally in body and soul. That's right. That is what is next for him. His body and soul will be reunited when his body is raised on the last day. The judgment that Arnold will receive on the last day is that he is not guilty. He is innocent. For Christ has covered Arnold of all of his sin, acquitted Arnold, and has granted him the gift of life and salvation. And so this place where we are about to go is a temporary resting place. And we can boldly testify that his time with the Lord is immortal. This also means that the time of our separation from Arnold is also temporary. It means it may seem like forever, but Jesus is faithful to his promises. Arnold certainly does live, as Jesus said. Arnold and Martha are together again in paradise, and the way you know. God be with each of you as you take comfort in Christ's resurrection, the forgiveness of sins which he offers, and the eternal life which Arnold now has. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.